God loved Jesus so much, and Jesus was willing to die. He said, and notice what it says in Colossians. I'm just going to quote this one, Colossians. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him what the form of a servant, being found in the fashion as a man, he humbly himself became obedient, even unto death, even the death of the cross." Why did he do that? Because he trusted God to bring him back. "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Why did he do that? Because he trusted God. And God loved him so much that he would not leave his soul in hell. Because he would not leave his soul in hell, neither would he suffer his Holy One to see corruption. He didn't even let his body decay. He loved it. That's, if he did that for Jesus, and we just read it, so we don't have, we can take the if out. Amen. He did that for Jesus. Amen. And he said, "I want you to understand, I love you the same way." Amen. "I didn't leave him in hell, and I'm not going to leave you like that. Once you join to me, once you become a part of my body, you have every right as Jesus has." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, and then he went on to say in verse 28, "Thou hast made known to me, the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of what? Without countenance." Did he do it?
Amen.
So, this great love, he wants to understand that he loved you just as much as he loved Jesus. All right? All right, let me go on. And this unfolding plan brings him what? Great pleasure. It gives God great pleasure to release on you all of his bountiful blessing. Remember, the King James says it like this: "He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Every spiritual blessing in heaven have been blessed. Jesus been blessed with it. What did that mean? That means we've been blessed with it.
Amen.
Because he said we are one with him. Amen. Hello?
Amen.
Since we're joined to Christ, verse 7, back in Ephesians 1:7. Since we're joined to Christ, we have been given the treasure of what? Redemption by his blood. What treasure? The total cancellation of our sin. What happened? Our sin. Total, how much is total? That means everything has been total up, and that's all of it. Total cancellation of our sin. All because of the cascading riches. Here we go. The cascading riches of his grace. The cascading riches of his grace. His grace has, what did he tell Paul? What did he tell Paul when he was caught up in that third heaven? And he said, "That would give me a thorn in the flesh." And he said, "I sought the Lord how many times? Three times. And what did he tell Paul? Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace Ain't nothing my grace can't do for you, Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace, that's what he's telling you tonight. My grace. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient. Watch this now. My grace, the cascading riches of his grace. Now watch what happened, because I'm going to read you something else. This superabundant grace, look what he says about it. This superabundant grace is already what? Powerfully working where?
In us.
Doing what? Releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. I don't know what I'm going to do. This grace. If y'all can, I'm going to go to Colossians 1:9. If you can follow me, listen to this. Colossians 1:9. Then we're coming right back. Colossians 1:9. See, Paul prayed. Now, see, we're talking about this. Then we get down to the prayer that Paul prayed, Ephesian prayer. This prayer in Colossians, this is what he prayed for the saints. See, he's showing you, telling us who we are, what we have. Now you got to get the revelation of it. Amen. You got to know. And if nobody ever tell you, they've never been told, pointed out, or taught, or you never studied out, and then when the devil show up with his stuff, you fall to pieces. You fall to pieces because you don't know. And you got all this wealth, all this power, all this ability. He can't even touch you. And you just open your door up and let him up in your house. And he had no business up in there, working habits. And he had no right to come in there. You had the stuff to keep him out and put him on the run. Now you're trying to struggle and survive on your own because you left your grace. He said, look at verse 9. Since we first heard about you, I don't have time to go to back up, but I just want to come up to this so you can go home and read it. He says, since we first heard about you, this is Colossians 1:9 in the Passion. We have kept you always in our prayers that you would receive the perfect knowledge of his pleasure. Over your lives. See, people tell you how God will put you through this and put you through that. No, all that stuff come because of the enemy. Amen. Persecution come because of Jesus told us. Didn't they try to persecute him? Amen. But don't say God doing that trying to teach me something. No. That's the devil. God had brought you pleasure, protection. Now look what he said. Perfect knowledge of his pleasure over your life, making you what? Reservoirs. Making you who? Come on. Making you what? Reservoir of what? And what? So you don't walk around like a dummy. Because he'll made you reservoirs of his wisdom. Are you hearing what these scriptures say?
Amen.
What is a reservoir? You know what a reservoir is? Anybody know what a reservoir is? What is a reservoir? It's stuff you store up. Over abundant supply, over and above. You're not using it right now. But when you need it, it's there. You got abundant of it.